Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subress Radio.
Your number one hit Asian music station in the Midlands.
All right, what do I say about this brother? He is a celebrated and awesome British Asian rapper who needs absolutely no introduction. For over a decade, right, he's been entertaining, educating, and bearing his soul through his lyrical flow and his music. All right, he's got a brand new album out. All right, and to talk all about it, we've got him up on the show. Give it up and show some love for a man like Rackstar. Yo, my brother.
No, what an intro act, eh? Thank you, bro.
Hey, it's all true, man. It's all true. All right,
I don't much appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I don't make things up. I'm a radio presenter, man. I'm not allowed to lie. But how are you, brother, man? You all good?
I'm doing great, bro. I'm doing really, really good. Thank you.
And do you know what? You've got a lot to smile about right now. I mean, this new album, Content or Content? I mean, we'll get to that right in a moment. But you know what? If I've been counting correctly, your third studio album?
Yeah, third studio album, bunch of mixtapes and bunch of singles, etc. But yeah, third studio album.
You know what? It's been received really well, my brother. And you know, is there always apprehension when you drop, you know, a project like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, the landscape's changed in the music scene very drastically from how it used to be. So, and you don't know how an album's going to be received. And on top of that, it's very personal. A lot of things that I write about are, you know, quite close to my heart. So there's the apprehension and nervousness of, you know, bearing your soul on a song. There's that as well. So yeah, there's always a little bit of excitement as well, you know, wanting to know how people are going to feel about it. But yeah, ultimately, I mean, it's part of the job that I actually love, is finally getting the music out there for people to hear it.
Of course. And the title, you know what? I think it's, I don't know what's the word. Double entendre is not the right word, but I'm going to throw that in anyway. But, you know, but I you're going to clarify this for me, but the title of the album, I take it that's on purpose, because you got content, as in the content within the album, and then we got contentment, as in content. Am I on the right track there?
I mean, yeah. When it started, the whole concept was content. Like, that was the concept when it started. And as I was working through the album and working on the songs, I realized that obviously the spelling of content is the same as content.
Yeah.
And that kind of started playing a part in my writing and just working on the album. So, and now it's out there. I think it's up for discussion. Like, it's however people feel about it. It's no longer just something that I've come up with. It's in the public domain. It's up to everyone else to decide what they think it is and how they think it should be said, or if it's content or content.
Absolutely, man. You know what, Rax? You know, one thing about you, you know, having followed your career and the music, you know, right up until now, you know, you really nail it on the head when it comes to the scenty tracks. And you know, you absolutely just nail the emotion and the feeling. You know, I had Tasha Tarr on the show last week, and you know, that's what she called you. She called you Mr. Scenty. You know, she goes, nobody does it like him. You know, I mean, you know, it's really hard. I mean, you know, I think to write love songs, it's hard, but to do I guess heartbreak songs is even harder, man. You know, how do you make it work?
I think that's probably relative. I mean, for me, it's not difficult. It's you just kind of lean into the emotion of how you're feeling or you listen to the song. And love to Tasha as well for saying that, because she's super, super talented. It was a pleasure to work with her on her single. And obviously she's on the album as well, on a song with me, on my album, Sarirat. And I think it's just about leaning into the emotion and just coming from an honest place. It's not, because I've been doing it for so long, I don't feel like it's something that I've, that's difficult to me. It's just about kind of connecting with myself, how I feel, and then just putting it on the page. If anything, writing the scenty emotional tracks, they come super, super easy to me. Like Sad Boy Hours, that came together very, very quickly. Content was done, and Sad Boy Hours was something that I did in a couple of weeks. I put that together, those three songs. So it was quite, you know, for me, it wasn't as difficult as working on content. And Yeah, it's amazing how that's been received as well. It's amazing how those songs are doing now.
Absolutely. And do you know what? I'm sure a lot of people, you know, fans, who follow your music and, you know, have heard, not just Sad Boy As, but Content as well, you know, they must be thinking, do you know what? Rax must be so unlucky in love, man. You know what? This brother is always going through some kind of drama, man. It's like a this is serial, man. Seriously. Rax, what is up, man? Seriously, are you that unlucky in love, man? Come on, spill the dog.
I don't think it's that. I think, you know what it is? Actually, I've thought about this, and to be honest, I feel like those songs are what people kind of connect to more.
Yeah.
And they have more of an emotional connection to them. Yeah. They have been through some sort of sadness or heartbreak, so they kind of... You know, they cling to these songs because it gives them a feeling of, like, comfort or, you know, their own pain being expressed. But I have loads of happy songs. I have loads of upbeat songs, happy songs, but they don't connect as well as the sad songs. So I think it's not that I'm, you know, that's me. It's just the fact that I feel like that's kind of how people, like... what people like to hear from me, so it's only right that I give the people what they want. I think there's a part of that to it as well. Like, I kind of know when I was working on Sad Boy Hours as well, it was like, okay, cool, this is, you know, Content had my kind of long-term storytelling on it, but I realized there wasn't those kind of sad scenty songs that people like from me on the album, so I thought, I need something separate to give to the people, because that's what they want. So that's what it was basically was.
Absolutely, man. And let's talk about this album. You know, I mean, you've been in the game, you know, like I said, man, over a decade, man. And has your process changed at all, Rax? You know how you approach a project now?
My writing process has changed. I used to be able to just listen to a song and then write it from beginning to end. And now I kind of, when I'm writing, it will be, I might write the second verse, the second half of the second verse, and then the next day I might do a voice note where I finish writing the beginning half, and then I might have four bars over here. So it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. I have like a bunch of lyrics kind of everywhere at different times, and I kind of start pulling it all together like some sort of puzzle. That's changed. I don't think much of anything else has kind of changed. I've obviously like incorporated a lot more Punjabi into my raps as well now. That was kind of something that happened around 2012, 2013. I started doing that more. But other than that, I think it's evolution of what I was doing before. I feel like I've just improved. The more I've done this, the more I've worked on it, the more I've realized how and what works, and I've just improved and just got better and better. I think that if anything, you work at something, the better you get at it, right? So I feel like that's the only thing that's happened. Looking at the music industry, things have changed in the regards to structures of songs. So there used to be, back in the day, we used to do three verses.
Yeah.
And now you would never do three verses on a song. You might even have three verses and a bridge on a song, but now it's two verses.
I know.
Two verses and two choruses. Maybe three choruses,
Absolutely, but, you know, I say we're living in this TikTok generation. You know, everyone's got such short attention spans now. You know what?
Yeah.
They consume things so quickly.
I see songs sometimes, you know, it's literally a minute and a half long, when I did a song that was 2 minutes long, I thought to myself, nah, I need to add an extra verse to this, but people were like, nah, that's the game now, so it's less work, you've got less bars to write, so, I mean, there's perks to it, but yeah, that's one of the things that's definitely changed.
Of course, and you know what, you got some amazing people that you've collaborated and worked with on this album, you know, Mumsy, Sunit, obviously, you got Bajaj, DJ Lion, then, you know, we've got Fateh, Tasha, obviously, we mentioned, and Pavdari, who you worked with before again. You know, again, did you have an idea of who you wanted to work with, again, when you were kind of laying out this album? Or did things just happen organically?
It's quite organic. Like, some of the songs were kind of started or were worked on like before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, the goal was to get an album out in 2020 before, obviously, the pandemic. So that didn't work out. So some of these songs had been started or even like kind of versions of them completed before then. So Gidney Sawney, the track produced by DJ Lion, that was actually, I think we did that in like February of 2020. Wow. The Story of Death featuring Pav Daria, that was done maybe a couple of years ago, actually, maybe end of 2018 or 2019. So some of these songs were kind of there, and I knew they were special songs and they needed to be on an album. Yeah. They weren't just singles that I wanted to put out. And everything kind of did happen organically. Sadirat was a song that I wrote a while ago,
yeah.
And Sunit produced it. And then we were sitting, like, I was like, I really want to get someone, like, a singer on this. And Tasha's name came up, and I was like, she'd be perfect.
Mm.
And so when we got, that was quite late in the game as well, literally like maybe a couple of weeks before the album was finished, got in touch with Tasha, got her in the studio, we got her vocals down for that record. Fateh, the track with Fateh, that was produced by Mumzy.
Yeah.
I had that done end of 2021. I worked on that record.
Wow.
And it was just one verse, and I was like, I want to get a rapper on this.
Yeah.
And me and Fateh had not worked on a song before. And then when he came to England end of December, we spent a lot of time together and managed to kind of build on our friendship. We kind of were peripherally knew of each other and had met each other, but we hadn't really spent any amount of time together. But when he was here for a week or two, we spent a lot of time together and we got to be good friends. And then obviously off the back of that, we were able to work on that song. And then there's a song on his album, Held You Down, that I was featured on as well. So yeah, it's all organic. There was not, it was never like a strategic plan to kind of do this and do this kind of song. It was just something, everything kind of came together as it was supposed to, I think.
Of course. And I look at the track list, you know, of the 8 tracks, you know, how they've been put together, and you know, it is, you know, it's such a, you know, when I heard it for the first time, then I heard it again, I thought, you know what, it's just takes you through such a journey of, you know, of life, love, death, acceptance, you know, letting things go, being content with your life, you know, that kind of almost seems to be the kind of the overriding message in the album. I don't know if you meant it to that to happen, but again, you know, that's my interpretation.
That's actually, you've hit the nail on the head. It was literally, you know, all those themes, it was a discussion of all those themes, and it was a story. It was designed and made to be listened to from beginning to end. So I'm so happy that you actually listened to it from beginning to end and you picked up on those themes, because that's exactly what I intended. I wanted an album which, I love albums that you can listen to from beginning to end, and I love albums that take you on a journey. And
yeah,
maybe the industry or the way music is made now is not really designed for that anymore, but
yeah,
for me it was really important as an artist. This is a representation of me, my thoughts and my feelings and what I'm going through, what I've been through.
Yeah.
And you know, this is like a timestamp, like, you know,
yeah,
if someone wants to know what was Rackstar feeling in 2022, they listen to this album from beginning to end and you'll know exactly like who I am and what I've been through and what I'm going through. So for me it was super important to have it all as one body of work. It wasn't just a bunch of songs that I put together. It was a story that was told from beginning to end.
Absolutely, and what a story it is. Everybody check out the album Content, or Content, however you want to interpret it. It is out now. Rax, we're coming towards the end of the year now. I mean, you know, what can we expect from you, I guess, 2023? Hopefully, a happier Rackstein 2023.
I hope so too. I hope happiness is in store for all of us moving forward. It's been,
yes,
a tough couple of years for everyone, so yeah, definitely happiness, more music. There's a bunch of like music videos that are going to be out, released from the album, so those are going to be coming and releasing consecutively. But there's a lot of music that I worked on that didn't make the album, and I'm looking forward to releasing that next year as well.
Bro, listen, you know, I always love, you know, and much support, you know, for you, you know, and yeah, we'll have you back up on the show, you know, sooner next time around. You know, thank you so much for joining me this evening. You know, it's been amazing. Bro, you know, everyone that's listening locked in right now, man, you know, final words from you.
Just thank you. I really, really appreciate it, especially you, actually. Like, you've been, you know, from the beginning, you've been supporting us. I really, really appreciate the love and the support. And for everyone listening, thank you guys. Do check out the album if you haven't already, and the EP, the album content and Sad Boy Hours, and keep listening. Like, you know, the music is made to be listened to and to be felt. So I appreciate all the love. And, yeah, to be honest, I feel like I'm just getting started.
I love it. Bro, you know what? I'm going to let you pick which track off the album, you know, are we playing you out with?
I think we should play Yes or No, produced by Bajaj.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rackstar, and here is a Yes or No.
Cyprus Radio.
Your number one hit Asian music station in the Midlands.